This is Ozarks at Large. This week, the Arkansas legislature heard from Governor Mike Beebe and state economic officials about the Big River Steel Mill Super Project. Supporters of the project, to be located near Osceola, say it will create more than 500 jobs. It would also require the legislature to approve a $125 million bond program to aid in the startup costs. It's a first test for Amendment 82, which allows for state-supported bonds to help with infrastructures of big projects. After the presentation, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business discussed the project with State Senator Bruce Malik, a Democrat from Magnolia and a banker by trade.
I thought it was a good presentation. A lot of questions were answered. Of course, we're to get a written report as well, which will probably have more detail than most of us want to see, but there's still a few questions, but I thought we had a good initial meeting and looking forward to pursuing it further.
Give me a couple of ideas of some questions you think still need to be answered.
Well, of course, the first thing and that I think is good is that the equity investors are at about $300 million or so on a $1.1 billion project. You know, usually look when we're looking at business lending, we'll look maybe for a 70% loan to the value of the project or to the cost of the project. Where a home loan, we may go to 90%. So they're close to 30%. That's good. A question that was hinted at or asked that I was interested in was capacity utilization of other steel mills. Now, I had been told, and I had not verified all this, that there were some of the other steel mills in the area, and particularly one down in the Memphis area, that was even below 50% capacity utilization. So the question there is, well, if they're producing the same product, could the other mills just ramp up and have a problem of selling the product? But what the initial indication at least is that this mill, newer, more modern, and will produce a product that's different than the other mills in the area. Steel mills in the country as a whole are running at about 72% capacity utilization. The due diligence that was done on this mill projected at 82%, but still cash flows at 62%. And with the product that they're producing, they seem to be comfortable with that, and initial indications would give me some comfort level with that.
How much pressure is there on you guys to approve this project from the standpoint of, we want Arkansas to be friendly to big business? If we throw up too many roadblocks on this deal, we're going to send the signal that we're not very open for business. Is that there?
There's a balance on that like there is in everything else. I've even heard Grant Tenniel, the AEDC director, say that, you know, he wishes we didn't have all these incentives. But the fact of the matter is every state has them, and so you've got to play that game. You've got to look at the payback to the state. I think you consider their options of going somewhere else, which I do think they have other options. John Shelnut with the Department of Finance and Administration testified that the state's payback would be in the 4 to 6 year range, depending on how soon they paid back that first $50 million. And I know we haven't talked about specifics on this, but most people are aware of that. And so I think it's a relatively quick payback. With the job that it produces, the ancillary business that it produces, again, initial inclination or indications to me is that it's a project that's good for the state, but still we have a due diligence requirement that's set forth under the enabling legislation of Amendment 82, and so that's what we're doing. We will hire our own consultant, the legislature will, to look at some of the reports that are out there to give us further advice, but so far I'm liking what I see.
$125 million bond deal for the $1.1 billion project that's going to create 525 direct jobs, hopefully more through ancillary businesses,
right,
and beyond. Is that the best expense of $125 million? I could hear some people making arguments that if you were to put that in the hands of small businesses or entrepreneurs, you might create more jobs than 525. Is that part of the debate?
Well, it's a fair question. And, we've never, this is the first Amendment 82 type project that we've had that's the 500 plus jobs and 500 million plus, actually over a billion, as you mentioned. You break that down, and in many ways, I'd rather have more 50 to 100 job industries than maybe one big one, because you've got the chance of that one closing down. But with the investment and the product that they're going to produce, it's going to be awfully tough. I mean, I know there are market forces at play, but you know, I think it's going to be good for the state. But you raise a good question, and you know, I love those smaller industries too. It just seems that the big ones are the ones that attract the attention of the state.
Yeah.
And of course, we're looking at others.
Roby Brock talked to State Senator Bruce Malik, a Democrat from Magnolia, about the proposed Big River Steel Mill Super Project. This week, Governor Mike Beebe made his pitch for the project to the Arkansas Legislature. You can see and hear more from the conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for talkbusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity, backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.